here with Yasmin on Rambling with Yasmin. So, as stated before, the topic is self-discipline. How do you deal with self-discipline? Do you think yours is good? You think you can improve? Or you think you have no discipline, you know? So that's the question you should ask yourself. How do you feel is your discipline? For me, my discipline needs improvement, a lot of it. So, since this is something that I'm wanting to improve in my life, I wanted to bring this topic to you all also, because maybe someone else who's listening or watching needs some help creating some discipline. So I wanted to come and share what I learned about discipline, some of the tools and things I use to improve my discipline. So let's get into Rambling with Yasmin. Okay, so first things first is I found this one little fun fact about self-care, and I think it was just a more eye-opening thing for me when it comes to a definition of self-care, because, you know, worldwide self-care has become this big old promo thing. Everybody is talking about self-care, and it's commercialized as just getting our nails did, massages and everything. But what about the internal work we have to do? What about the work and the changes on yourself you have to do? So as I was online past week, I seen this definition. It says self-care is directing our energy into feeding ourselves properly and putting healthcare, nutrition, mental health, spiritual well-being, and healthy relationships and family first. I love this because these are all the things that self-care is. It's not just spoiling yourself, but making sure you're good in all aspects of your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, your family, your friends, you know, anything that is important to you, how healthy you are, eating healthier foods, you know, and I found this, but it goes hand in hand with self-discipline, because self-discipline is the highest form of self-care you can do for yourself, is to be disciplined, to be consistent, to be, you know, to stick to your goals, to stick to what you have to do. So I think self-care and self-discipline is two key words for us today. So I also have the Google definition for self-discipline. Self-discipline is the ability to control one's feelings and overcome weaknesses. It also had a second definition, which is the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations and abandoning it. So both of those I could relate to, and I understand the definition when it comes to self-discipline, you know, to be able to control your feelings and not give in weak times or to certain weaknesses, and also just the ability to do things even when you're not motivated to. That's how I view discipline. So as I stated before, self-discipline is the highest form of self-care. Creating self-discipline and putting it into action in your life relieves so much stress, relieves so much anxiety and depression, that if you're getting these things done correctly and no matter how you're feeling, then you won't be stressed like, oh, I gotta hurry up to this date, or I need to hurry up towards this date. So I think self-discipline, and others think that self-discipline is the highest form of self-care. So while researching, I found out there were three types of self-discipline: active, reactive, and proactive. So, okay, I guess we can start. Well, we're going to start off with active. Active is doing what you need to do in that very moment. No matter how you feel, you know it needs to be done. Let's get this done right now. Reactive is to control your thoughts or behaviors when dealing with unforeseen situations. Instead of complaining, use it as an opportunity to learn. So then the last one is proactive, doing things in advance to better control a situation. I think that is great. I never even thought of it being broken down into three parts, but you know, active is at that moment, get up and do what you need to do. Reactive is how to respond to certain things in your life, and then proactive is planning ahead. If you're a sensitive person, if you're an empath, sometimes we let things kind of build. Cells who have and prioritize your things into those categories, I think will be good. It will give your mind some ease, and you can know what you can do if something happens. It just always gives you that that secureness. So research that, look up some more. I put a couple links below in the description to talk more about self-discipline in those three types of self-discipline: active, reactive, and proactive. So then I also found that there are elements of self-discipline to develop and flourish. These are some elements that will help us to develop self-discipline and use it to flourish in our life. If you're here, you know the whole goal is for us to constantly evolve, constantly grow, constantly, you know, elevate into our higher self. So develop and flourish caught my attention. But so it has four elements: self-control, motivation, persistence, and goals. Self-control, as we all know, kind of self-explanatory, how to control yourself. This will help you control your desires, your moods, your actions, your emotional words, and your personal focus. I need some self-control, especially over my emotions. You know, sometimes being empath, I don't really say much. But then when I do say something, it's like to this exploding magnitude. So, you know, I really want to get that self-control that I don't let outside things affect my mood or change my dreams or, you know, make me act a certain way or make me lose focus, you know? And that's one of my things, is that I'm finding that I am very quick to be distracted. So I've been working on just really trying to stay focused and not get distracted by the little things. You know, so much goes on in life that it is hard to not be distracted, but you have to be persistent. You have to be focused. Well, I mean, how can, if you're trying to be focused, how can you be focused, right? But I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, we have to fight through the pain or fight through the obstacle to get through. And once we make it through, we'll be able to, you know, not feed into as many distractions as we normally do. So then we have motivation. It is needed. You need to motivate. Even if you don't have any outside motivation, you need to self-motivate yourself. This is what keeps you going. This is what keeps you growing. You gotta motivate yourself every day. Even when you don't feel motivated, you still have to motivate yourself with your words. Perk yourself up. Get yourself energized. What's that favorite song you like? What dance, you know, what kind of dance you do when you're excited that you need to move around and change up that energy? And next is persistence. This is required to overcome the failures that we have or that we will encounter and continue on the path, you know, to flourish, to succeed. Then, of course, we gotta have goals. This is what we're looking, this is the end goal. This is something that keeps us motivated. This is something that we are working towards. So make sure you have those goals. You know, self-discipline helps us make wiser choices. It helps us to stay focused on the goal. It helps us stay in control of ourselves and to the reactions of life. It's like a muscle, though. It's not going to be built overnight. It's not going to be built tomorrow. This is something you have to train. And as you continue to train and train and train more and more, it gets stronger. And then it becomes like a, but you have to keep training your body and your mind and your heart to be disciplined. So this is not something that you can expect to happen in 2 hours or overnight or in 1 week. This is something you just have to be consistent. And consistent with the training, consistent with your skills to improve your discipline, which will make that muscle stronger for you. Lack of self-discipline comes brings a lot of low self-esteem issues. So, you know, if you have low self-esteem, you might not just getting up taking care of everything that you need to do. You're not, because, oh, I don't feel like it today. I'm not in the mood, so I'm not going to do this. But then you start to feel bad about yourself because you didn't do it when you know you needed to do it. So that's when the low self-esteem comes. So just remember that when it comes to self-care, a lot of things are intertwined together. So being self-aware of what you do and how your body reacts and how you feel in certain moments or when certain things are said helps you learn yourself, so then you can be able to know what areas of yourself that certain things that go on in life or certain healthy habits you need to incorporate need to go. All right. Also, you know, this goes right back to what I was just saying. When you're self-aware, you're going to have to go in and identify where your discipline is weak. You know, you have to be very honest. You have to acknowledge and accept where you are weak at. That is the whole part of self-care journey, is learning our strengths, our weaknesses, everything about ourselves, and then moving according to our knowledge of ourselves instead of the world telling us about ourselves. So when you're self-aware and you sit down and you take that step back from yourself and you just review things that have been happening, how you react, how you felt in certain situations, you can identify where your discipline is weak. Once you identify that, you acknowledge, you accept, and you start, you acknowledge and you accept where you need to start at. Okay, I know that I can start. Okay, so for instance, I'm going to give an example for myself. Give me a second, y'all. So for myself, when it comes to discipline, I will say my weakness is the consistency that comes with discipline. I can start it, but on the days I forget or the hard days, you know, and so I'm constantly restarting myself, which I am very grateful that I do have in the mind frame to want to keep starting until I get this. But I acknowledge where I lack when it comes to discipline and how it affects certain things in my life because I don't have the discipline. And so I acknowledge that. I accept that. Now I know this is where I start from. We have some discipline, but we need a little bit more. It needs to be more structured. It needs to be more, we need more reminders, or we need to incorporate it where it fits into our daily life. So I'm accepting that, and now I can take that information that I have learned about myself, and now I can start making a plan which will guide me and take me to the step of improving my discipline and improving my self-care for me. Next is, you know, just remember when you are stressed, your willpower to do anything is weak at that time. So let's try to relieve the stress by taking care of the tasks that we have to get done and not putting them off. That is part of being disciplined, is getting the things done no matter if you feel like it or not. You get that? So once you relieve that stress, your willpower will be higher. You will be wanting to do more. You will be wanting to execute your plan. So also remember, hard work, discipline, you have to put in that hard work. Hard work, you know, brings them good results. So you got to put in that hard work. And being persistent. We talked about being persistent as an element of self-discipline, but persistence will bring its own motivation. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Rambling with Yasmin. And that was our take on discipline. To the affirmation booth. We're back with our favorite, the best part of the show is affirmations. I love affirmations. I think they have been one of the biggest factors to help my mindset shift. Just talking to myself in such a more graceful, lovable, compassionate way with the most positive things is so enlightening to me. So let's go ahead and get into it, because you know your girl can keep on talking. So we have our handy dandy basket with our affirmations. So I don't know how many I'm doing, 3, 4, I don't know. But let's get into it. Shake, 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 shake. A little sip before we dive in. All right. First affirmation for the week. What is it? Listen. I'm sorry, y'all, but really, this has been on my mind so much lately. I am enough. I've been telling myself, I am enough. I always will be enough. I always have been enough. I am enough right now, just as I am. I am enough. You are enough, babe. You are enough right here in this spot, exactly where you are. You are enough. Nothing has to change. Nothing needs to give. Nothing. You are enough just as you are. Look how aligned that is. All right. Affirmation number 10. Let's see. Okay. I give myself permission to believe in myself. I give myself permission to believe in myself. I give myself permission to believe in myself. I know that's right. I give myself permission to believe in me. All right, I think I want to do 2 more. So we're going to do 4 this week. Shake it up again. Let's see what we got. Ooh. I am valuable and worthy. I am valuable and worthy. I am valuable and worthy. Yes, I am valuable. I am worthy. I am valuable. I am worthy. I am valuable. I am worthy. I can't even explain that. I just had to say that 3 more times for myself because I needed to hear that. That was a word right there. You see why I love affirmations? They always hit the soul. That's so funny. All right. Last but not least, our last affirmation for the week. We have... I am committed to my own success. I am committed to my own success. I am committed to my own success. Yes, that was some really, really good affirmations this week. I think they all were on point. I think they all were very, very much needed. I am enough. I give myself permission to believe in myself. I am valuable and worthy. I am committed to my own success. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Affirmation Booth. Welcome to the Tips and Toolkit. This week, we have several tips and tools to help you build self-discipline, to change your mindset about discipline. All right. So the first tip we have is to choose a goal. Start small. Make sure your goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And break them down into sub-goals, which are smaller goals than your big ones. So the smaller you break them down, the easier and the more you can incorporate them into your daily life and create that discipline to continue to do those tasks to get you to those goals. You know, secondly, is find motivation. You need something that you can constantly remind yourself that keeps you going. Like for me, it's my kids and the lifestyle that I like to live. I love a luxury lifestyle. You know, I want to live high end. That's me. I'm very girly girl. I want to dress in all the latest, you know, not even the latest, but the latest for me, the things that I like to wear, or, you know, certain things I like to do. That's what keeps me going. My kids are my number one motivation. And then that comes behind. And then I am just, to me, I feel like God put me here to be of service to others with my love, with my knowledge, with my wisdom, with how I speak to people. So for me, it's my kids, my lifestyle, and the ability to help others. That is my motivation. So make sure you list the reasons why you want to achieve these goals. Then you identify any obstacles that can come up. Now, once you identify these obstacles, you're going to write them down. And then you're going to create a strategy that when if these obstacles do come about, you already have a strategy and plan that doesn't knock you off course because your mood changes, or because you don't feel like it's going to work, or you're not believing in yourself, or you're second guessing yourself because it's not working out. But with you having several obstacles that could come up, and you have a strategy, that is what comes with the proactive self-discipline. You are already preparing yourself for this in advance. So then that relieves a lot of stress from you. And if you're empathic and you're here, you know stress is one of those things that comes frequently with us, even the smallest thing. And sometimes it could be us, and sometimes it could be someone else's energy that we're picking up on. So, you know, identifying those obstacles for your goals, and then replacing old habits. That means is if when, for instance, let's see one thing that is a habit. Okay, so say I'm going to check the Instagram for Sensitively Flourishing. I'm working on the podcast. I'm doing all this stuff. But then once I get the Instagram, it's this insane suction it brings to you, and you just scrolling before you know it, 30 minutes on passed by and I've been on Instagram, not even trying, but just go in, check messages, but I end up getting distracted. So what I have to do now is replace that. So what I do now is I connect my Instagram and all my social medias to this one platform where I can review my analytics there instead of having to go into Instagram and putting myself in a position where I can't get distracted. So you just have to replace those old habits with healthier habits. Monitor your progress. Promise you that if you're not monitoring your progress, you're going to get to a point where it don't feel like you're doing anything because you have nothing to look at to see how far you come. That is one of my biggest things, is before I just was like, I'm doing this. I'm telling myself I'm doing this. But a week down the line, I'm not motivated to do this anymore. I don't see the improvement yet, so I'm giving up. Or I'm just like, oh, I'm not motivated to do this. I don't want to do this. This ain't working. But when I started writing down, like, meditation is one of those things I have to start over all the time because it's like, I feel like I'm not doing it right. I feel like, what do I supposed to feel? Is there anything I'm supposed to feel? But this time I came in with a different mindset towards meditation, you know, just the stillness. Before I knew, you know, mindfulness, stillness, but my mind and body wasn't on the same page when it came to that. Now I meditate in the morning, I meditate before I go to bed, but I am also journaling right after my meditations, which helps me see what type of mind frame I'm in the mornings and nights and over the week or over the next couple weeks. This will give me a breakdown of if my mood improves or if it declines, but it gives me some type of progress and statistics to look at that, you know. I love math, so I'm very just analytical when it comes to my mind. So if I see statistics, I see some information to back this up, I say it's a better chance of me changing, or it's a better chance of me evolving into a better direction. So just monitor your progress. Pay attention to your feelings. Keep a journal. Reinforce the positive change. As you see yourself improving, you're going to want to do it more and more. Oh, I'm doing something. I'm making progress, you know. And so then we also have that there are certain types of self-discipline and self-care. So I just had a few that I wanted to go over. Career, profession, business. Make sure you have boundaries when it comes to work. Make sure you demand your respect at work. And make sure you attend or increase your knowledge, whatever you do for career. Physical, exercise, meditation, sleep schedule, what you eat. Keep a strict sleep schedule so your body can be, like, routine is part of discipline. So creating that sleep schedule, being disciplined enough to eat healthier and not buy fast food. Or, you know, take your lunch break and eat lunch, not scroll on Instagram for you 30 minutes, you know, and now you haven't eaten and you haven't refueled your body. Then, you know, if you have time in your lunch break, take a few minutes to walk. If you're able to while you're out, just to get some outside. And the second type of self-care is physical. This has to do with your physical, your body, your flesh. Stick to a strict sleep schedule, going to bed at a certain time every night, getting up at a certain time every morning, choosing to eat a healthier diet, more fruits, more vegetables, healthy fats, those different things. Take a lunch break every day, no matter if you're not working, no matter if you work, no matter if you run your own business, if you're in school, whatever you do, take you a break. Eat to refuel your body for the remainder of your day. Walk if you can during lunchtime to calm your mind for the second part of your day. And as I said before, working out. Make sure you have some type of schedule where you work out either morning and night, or you work out a certain amount of time a day. Just fit exercise into your physical self-care. The next one is mental health. This is what I love. This is the part that I love. Reflective journaling, morning and night. So, you know, I'm very big on journaling, writing your thoughts out. Because most of the time, sensitive people and empathetic people or women, we tend to not say so much of what we feel because the world has kind of shunned us away from our emotions. But use writing as that outlet. I write in the morning when I wake up. I write before I go to bed. Just like a brain dump, a mental dump. Get all my thoughts on paper. Makes more sense for me. Find you something to do in your spare time. Something creative. Something that doesn't have to do with work. If need be, you know, counseling, therapy. We are pro therapy over here, girl. If you gotta go talk to somebody, go talk to somebody. It'll be worth it, I'm telling you. When you're not at work and you're on your off hours, turn off all work notifications. Boundaries. We gotta have some boundaries. Prioritize relaxing. This is what I have been doing, and it has been feeling amazing. I'm more relaxed. I'm more not on edge. I'm not like running with a chicken with his head cut off. So I'm just more at ease. I have more clarity since I'm at ease now. Became more self-aware during this time too. Remove yourself from toxic relationships, habits, people, places, and things. Yeah, I know. That's one of my daily prayers. God, keep removing people, places, and things that no longer serve me. And make time for those close to you. You know, your support circle, your family, your close friends. Make time for them. The next one is emotional. With emotional self-care, you have supportive and meaningful friendships. Daily write 3 things you're grateful for. Daily write 3 things you have accomplished for today. Do something you enjoy doing, something that brings you joy. and meet other like-minded individuals. I come here, I talk to you all for perspective. I'm a part of some other groups. I speak with other like-minded individuals. You know, you need someone who's ahead, someone's on the same level, just so you can have that moment. Next one is spiritual self-care. This is prayer, meditation, reflecting with close ones, and being in nature. Last but not least is relationships. Prioritize your intimate relationships. Attend special events. Get out and enjoy yourself, girl. It's almost summertime. It is time to be outside. I'm being outside. I normally be all in my home, not doing nothing, but I'm going outside this summer. And make sure you're getting to work on time. Well, that was it. Those are all of the tips and tools to help you build self-discipline and also how you can incorporate self-care into other aspects of your life. So that is all for the tips and toolkit. Thank you guys so much. Join us with the gratitude circle, and you can use this episode as your three things you're grateful for today. Thank you. Welcome to the gratitude circle. This is my next favorite. Welcome to the gratitude circle. This is my next favorite segment of the show. I love to show gratitude. I love being thankful for everything that I have. It gives me so much joy. It brings me peace. It lets me reflect on what I already have in life that I'm, you know, being grateful for where I'm at right now. So gratitude is very important when it comes to elevating and growing and flourishing. So I wanted to bring, you know, this segment. So even if you're unable to do it on your own, at least one day off the week, us here at Sensitively Flourishing will let you get that gratitude portion of your day in when these episodes release. So I'm trying to work with you guys, you know, get y'all in the mood, but let's get into the gratitude circle. So gratitude circle is, you choose three things that you're grateful for today. Three things that you're grateful for today. What are you grateful for? I'm going to go ahead and give my three. I am grateful that I feel so much more confident to come, to speak to you all, to create another episode. I thank God for redirection. I thank God for refocus. I thank God. See, y'all, I can go on and on and on because that's how I talk to God. I'll be thanking Him for everything. But I'm thankful for not giving up on myself or my dream. I'm thankful for my family and the ones that support me. And I thank God for peace. That is what my three things that I'm grateful for today. You all can go to our Instagram page and you will find a post that you can comment under and list your three things that you're grateful for today. Also, you can comment up under this on YouTube and list the three things that you're grateful for. Wherever you find Sensitively Flourishing, you are available to leave a comment, send us an email. We can feature your three things you're grateful for. But we would love to incorporate you all into the gratitude circle. We also can incorporate you all to the affirmation booth. We also can incorporate you all if you have any tips and tools. Just let us know in the email or message if you want to be anonymous or not, because it's up to you. We respect your privacy and we respect if you want to be known too. But we would love to have you all input. We would love for you all to start engaging with us. But thank you so much for tuning in to Sensitively Flourishing. And this week's episode was the Self-Discipline Rundown. And I gave y'all a little quick rundown. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing Podcast. No G on flourishing. Also, Sensitively Flourishing on Facebook. Also, S as in Sam, F as in Frank podcast, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, D as in dog on TikTok, on Twitter, and also on, I think that's it. Thank you all so much for tuning in. You can visit our website at www.anicieafd.net. You can schedule coachings with me. It's like advice or, you know, input, 15 minutes, nothing too long. Just come if you need to vent, if you need some advice. I am not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I'm none of that. I'm just a girl that's been through some things in her life, and I'm just here to be that help that I feel I didn't have at that time. Also, we have the Flourishing Bay membership going on also. So you can go to the website and join the membership for a monthly subscription. Get access to discount codes on new merch. I forgot to tell y'all, we launched new merch. Oh yeah. After this, I will show you all the new merch. You can go purchase the merch through our website. Just click on the link, the Linktree link. It'll take you to all of our websites. Also, what else do we have going on? We also have the Flourishing Bay free subscription. This is where we just, you know, a safe space for us all to talk and, you know, flourish together. So, I'm so excited, you all, for everything. Y'all just have to excuse me. I lose my train of thought sometimes. But I'm so excited. And I can keep on rambling on. But I'm going to let you all go. Look forward to seeing you all next Friday.